Hello, everyone, and welcome to our short form series that we do as part of our regular Vegas TMI podcast called What the... I'm Shane.
And I'm Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Shane.
So, Jen, on this episode, we're going to be looking to a major question that we get on social media. What the is up with my traffic light not working? And by my traffic light, I mean it's not your traffic light. It's everyone's traffic light. Put it down. Put it down.
I know this will come as no surprise, but it's very complicated, and there are many reasons why traffic lights sometimes don't work like they're supposed to. So we're going to break it down for you. We have 600 traffic lights in the city, and they're maintained by a department within our Public Works Department called TEFO. Any guesses on what that means, Shane? You know, we love a good government acronym.
Let's see, T-E-F-O. I'm going to say 12 eager ferrets, obviously. Does that sound right?
Not even close.
No.
It stands for Traffic Engineering Field Operations.
Makes sense.
And this team handled 700 requests in the past year to fix traffic lights. That team also handles maintenance for our 60,000 streetlights and all the lights in our 80 parks. So we're going to dive into some information about that in a future episode because it sounds like it's kind of interesting there too. So,
and if you wonder why it sounds like Jen can barely breathe, it's because she is super pregnant right
now. Yes, I am. I get out of breath very easily.
Okay, so back to why my traffic light isn't working.
Yeah, so there's a few reasons why your traffic light wouldn't work. Maybe the power is out and the traffic signal is dark, or maybe it's flashing red, or one of the green, yellow, or red light bulbs is out, or it doesn't detect a vehicle like it should and it skips a rotation, leaving you stuck at the light.
So what if I'm driving and I hit every single red light, which, true story, happens all the time?
It does. And so our team deals with the maintenance of the lights for the reasons that I just mentioned. But the actual timing between lights is actually configured and maintained primarily by the RTC for the entire Las Vegas Valley.
And RTC stands for?
The Regional Transportation Commission. They also run the buses. So it's anyone's guess how they got into the traffic light game. But either way, they're the ones that go through and figure out the spacing and timing between lights.
Okay. So basically, if it's flashing red, a bulb is out, you didn't get a green light at the signal, you can report it to us. If you're just catching a lot of red lights, my problem, you can report it to us, but we're just going to pass it on to the RTC, right?
Yep.
And if the power's out, that's power is not our issue. That's an NV Energy.
Yep. And we're at their mercy for when power gets restored.
Oh, okay. So three different avenues that you have to go down just to figure out what's going on with your traffic light.
Yep. So in a typical government way, it's a little bit complicated, but to report issues observed at a traffic signal, calling is the best way at 702-229-6331, or you can also go to cityoflasvegas.link/help and select streetlight traffic issues to report your problem. Or you can always reach out to us, of course, on our Facebook or Twitter pages so that we can help. But just remember, it's very important, and we forget this sometimes too on social media, when you report an issue, they really need to know two very important things to figure out where the problem is. They need to know the direction you were traveling and the time of day. So they need to know if you were going north or south or east or west. And then if it was in the morning, if you can say 7:30 a.m., that definitely helps them because the way that we have our traffic signals timed is not the same, obviously, at 7 a.m. as it is at 5 p.m.
And pull over to report it.
Yes. Don't do that while you're driving.
Don't be that guy, that tweeting guy. And in the future, you know, we're working on getting automatic reports for when the power goes out or when the lights are flashing. We haven't quite gotten there yet. So we rely on the public, but there are traffic cameras in about 140 of our intersections, thanks to the RTC. So we can monitor some things via camera also, but it's really up to all of you to let us know when things are not going right.
Yep. And when a call comes in or our team notices an issue proactively, they're going to start investigating through our computer system first, usually within 30 minutes of noticing a problem, they said. With that information, we'll then dispatch our maintenance crew to check it out within a few hours. If it's an easy fix, they'll try to do it right away. Sometimes, though, of course, we need to order or find new equipment, which can delay the process by sometimes a few days, but our engineers will always try to tweak the operations at the intersection to help lessen the impact while we're fixing it. But fun fact, every couple months, there is a major power outage that might cause some serious headaches at big intersections. And in those cases, our team will actually drag a generator out there to power the light to help out drivers in the meantime.
And I will give a hats off to our TFO team. They are on the ball. You hardly ever see a flashing light last for very long or a light out an intersection. Either we figure it out or somebody reports it and they get that solved pretty quickly because everybody hates sitting in traffic.
Yep. And one more fun fact for you. Any guesses on the oldest street light in the city?
I'm going to guess the one that the listeners cannot see that I'm pointing at.
Well, it's actually at Bridger and Las Vegas Boulevard downtown, and it was turned on around 1955.
That's exactly where I was pointing.
So that thing is over 60 years old and still working, although, of course, it's been updated and modified several times since then. But that's pretty crazy that that light is still in operation.
So now you know a little bit more about traffic lights than you did a few minutes ago. You're welcome. Jen certainly does after researching this script for us. Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome.
And a last shout out for our great TFO team. I'm glad I finally figured out what that stands for. And the public works people, all they do to keep the lights in the city running and bright.
For the fourth year in a row, the city of Las Vegas has received a 100 out of 100 score on the Human Rights Campaign's Municipality Equality Index, which evaluates our commitment to non-discrimination policies, our leadership's position on LGBTQ equality, and more. You can learn more about our score at hrc.org/MEI.
Thanks, Jen, for that announcement. And that's pretty impressive, being non-discriminatory, that we've gotten that award 4 years in a row. It's a great accomplishment. Nobody likes being discriminated against. So on to our next topic. So many may not know that our municipal elections for judges and city council in the city don't happen during normal election time. Our next primary election will be on April 2nd, 2019. So Jen, what the is up with elections and how do I even know who my city council person is?
We actually have a place on our website where you can look this information up for the city council. So you can go to lasvegasnevada.gov/government and scroll down to find my ward. We have six city councilmen that represent our 600,000 plus residents and the mayor who represents the entire city.
So who represents you, Jen?
Well, I don't live in the city. I live in unincorporated Clark County, which means I only vote for the Clark County Commission. If you live in city limits, then you get to vote for the city council and the Clark County Commission.
How dare you do a city podcast and not live in the city? I am in Ward 2. And if I wanted to find out who my council person was, I could go to the website, scroll down, find my ward, type it in, type in your address. Is that how it works?
Yep.
And find out that I am in Ward 2.
Yep, and it'll guide you from there.
Yep. So we also, you can listen to past episodes where we talk about the fact of living in the city or not, because that does confuse a lot of people. They assume Las Vegas is everything, including the Strip.
Just because you have a Las Vegas mailing address does not, in fact, mean that you live in the city. In fact, most people don't. So we really might blow your mind with this.
Yeah. So you can go to lasvegasnevada.gov/city limits, put in any address or intersection, and find out if it is actually in city limits. So if I want to learn more about a council person, Jen, how do I do that?
Well, we have also got that information on our website for you. You can go to their respective pages on our website to find their social media channels, subscribe to their email newsletters for free events, and get contact information for their offices. So you can go to lasvegasnevada.gov/government and click on mayor and city council to find your elected official from there.
Yep, if you live in the city, unlike Jen.
If you live in the county, you have to go to clarkcountynv.gov. Well, everybody lives in the county. So if you would like to know who your Clark County commissioner is.
Now you're just confusing people, Jen.
You can go to clarkcountynv.gov. Thanks again for joining us while we asked what the on two important topics.
You can catch up on past episodes at lasvegasnevada.gov/podcast or use the hashtag VegasTMI to submit a question for a future episode. Give us high fives. Let us know what you think about the episodes, anything like that. You can subscribe to us on the Google Play Music Store, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anywhere you find podcasts, we'll be there.
We'll talk to you next time.